MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Staying with Bastien Toshiba, he's Chief Investment Officer at Prescient Investment Management. Bastien, appreciate the time. The G20 summit kicks off shortly. No America attendance at all. Does it matter beyond optics if America isn't here? They are. I mean, to be clear, they remain the political and economic powerhouse, notwithstanding the last couple of months.
Thanks for having me on your show, Simon. First of all, it certainly matters. Not only is it the largest economy in the world, but also a strong trading partner for us in South Africa. Having said that, let's not take away from the fact that this is a massive opportunity for us in South Africa to show how credibly we managed to get reform momentum going, that we're doing the right market-friendly things. I think the spotlight is on us, whether America is part of this or not, and we must use the opportunity.
And we do have a little bit of some good stories to tell. I mean, we got off the grey list. We chatted around that ahead of it a few weeks ago. We had a decentish medium-term budget policy statement as well. There is some good story to help, and it will put, you know, people looking at South Africa who perhaps wouldn't have in the past.
100%, that's right, Simon. And don't forget about the inflation target being lowered to 3%. That also helps. So yeah, the last couple of weeks have shown that we are doing the right things. Once again, that's great. And you must keep on get that momentum going and keep at it. There's obviously a risk that we overrate these events. These are all important events. We need to get them right. We got them right. But there's also a bigger macroeconomic picture at play, which we must be careful to not lose sight of.
That is perhaps the key, the more important point is that, yeah, there's a lot we can highlight, but the road is long. There's a lot of structural stuff we need to do. Some of it's happening, Eskom, Transnet, but Transnet is still pretty much early days.
It is early days still for our SOEs in general, but even there, we are seeing green shoots, we're doing the right things, and it helps. And I think it also says a lot about the political will of our new government, and hence headlines around South Africa recently have just been positive, which is great. We've seen stronger bond returns, we've seen a stronger currency, we're seeing stronger equity returns, but again, absolutely crucial to see this in the context of the bigger picture. Equities, bonds, and emerging market currencies have rallied across the globe, so let's not get too zoned in on just South Africa.
That's a good point. We're loving it, we're patriotic, we're liking to see, you know, new highs and strong rands, but a lot of the bigger picture is around that global interest rates and a general sort of shift to emerging markets to a fair degree, outside of course the sort of AI and the US.
That's 100% right. So the path of developed market policy rates set for lower interest rates, that's obviously what helps. And then also we avoided the government shutdown finally in the States. Mm. We had good news, not just in South Africa, but also in global markets. And that's obviously what's pushing risky assets are pushed. We in South Africa generally benefit. But yeah, as I said, it's the policy making globally, it's inflation expectations, it's risk premium. Those are the core global drivers which you need to keep an eye on. And that hasn't changed despite the positive headlines in South Africa.
You mentioned the change to inflation target. MPC has been looking at they use the word anchoring at 3%. We've now got the finance minister saying, yep, 3% is the target, 1% either way. In a sense that, you know, it means lower inflation, but for the longer term, that's good for an economy. It's good for investment. Lower inflation is just good all round.
100%, that's right. So it creates a more stable macroeconomic environment. It creates investor confidence. It creates the ability for our government to eventually fund at lower rates because risk premium compress. That alleviates the pressure or the burden on the fiscus, and that eventually makes room or opens the door for upgrades to our ratings. So it's good news all around. And I think the most positive part of the budget there was exactly what you said, Simon, that we got an uncompromising go ahead from Treasury to go for that 3% target. There were no ifs and whens attached. It was just a green light, and that's obviously very positive.
Yeah, and of course, next MPC is 20 November, so TikTok. You put a note out recently, and the part I loved, and it ties into what we've been talking about, data over drama. We can sing from the hilltops, we can get excited about what's happening on the local scene, but it really is more data than sentiment. It's about an evidence-based process. Otherwise, it does just become sort of unrepeatable and frankly, probably not an efficient process. It needs to be evidence-based.
That's exactly our thinking, Simon. So we believe heavily in macroeconomic now costing, market implied signals, looking at FX rates, at interest rates, credit spreads, using a robust model and generally using even fancy tools like natural language processing for monitoring how the Fed is speaking. And that's what enables us to separate signals from sentiment. And that's what you eventually have to do. The headlines are always the ones which are grabbing our attention. But to achieve long-term investment success, you need to make more informed, smarter decisions and eliminate those human biases, which often drive you in the wrong direction.
You mentioned the Fed. I mentioned MPC. Are you thinking around rate cuts at either our MPC or the Fed in December?
Yeah, most definitely. So we are fully priced for another, not fully priced, but 90% priced for another Fed rate cut in December. Before that, we've got the MPC. And also there we are now priced for actually one more cut this year and then more cuts next year, which means, yeah, we're on a good trajectory for lower interest rates, which is desperately needed, not just in South Africa, but also in the United States. So things are looking positive on the back of that. The risk to markets is now that the Fed reacts too slowly, right? So they have cut interest rate recently. They are cutting again, but they must keep on cutting because the real interest rates, even in the States, are still too high.
Yeah, it is those real rates. And in South Africa, they are eye-wateringly high. We'll leave it there. Bastien Rekhiba, Chief Investment Officer, Prescient Investment Management. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.